Now, there has never been any event quite like FAMBO in Sydney before. It's an inaugural queer contemporary arts and culture festival that is 100% queer families and kids inclusive and on for one day only. We have in here today artistic director and queer parent Jen Blake to talk more. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
It's the first time it's ever happened.
That's right, yeah. So there isn't an equivalent festival that I can find in Australia or internationally where I've looked, which I was a little bit surprised about because it sort of seems a bit obvious.
Mm.
But yeah, I've sort of snatched up the idea and done what I can with it. So yeah.
So for people who don't know, what is FAMBO?
So FAMBO is a queer, as you said, it's a queer contemporary arts festival. The focus is it's for kids and families. It does centre LGBTQIA+ families and children. But it is for everyone and and their kids that want to come and celebrate contemporary queer arts and culture. And I suppose give them an opportunity to have their children in that environment and having a bit better understanding about what that community might look like.
Because you work in the arts as is.
I do.
So, yeah, so when you kind of got this idea, was there a space that you saw like kids aren't very welcome in these spaces or?
Not so much. Look, I think I wouldn't want to make a huge call on that because I think being a parent, and I've still got quite small children, I've got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, I think I am quite isolated in a lot of ways from the contemporary art scene, and there's probably lots of things going on that's just, you know, I've missed because I've been otherwise busy. So I think there are a number of things that do come up, and I've always felt that I am quite welcome to bring them. It's just it can be difficult wrangling children in those environments and do you want to bring them?
Mm.
So I think, yeah, spaces which have contemporary art that adults can enjoy and at a level that, you know, is very engaging for adults. If you can bring your kids in that and it can engage them as well, I think that's where the sweet spot is.
Great. So how are you going to wrangle this sweet spot?
Yeah, I know. Well, I think, you know, that's where the artists come in. I'm really excited about the artists that we've got on board for FAMBO. There was a lot of enthusiasm coming from some really exciting Australian queer contemporary artists, and they've really risen to that challenge of how do I do essentially the same kind of art that I'm used to and that is part of my practice, and how do I find a way for children to sort of access that or to meet families somewhere in that. Most of the artists have found they haven't really had to change their practice so much. I think contemporary art already offers so much to children, so it's really just having a little bit more of an awareness about how to have that invitation to kids and families.
Yeah. So who are some of the artists that are on board?
So we have Benji Ra and Coco Carey are going to be doing a voguing workshop for families, which will be pretty amazing. And I'm also really excited about Shaman Suku in his drag persona. Rada Labia is going to be doing a really exciting cultural sort of almost a little bit of a lesson and about his culture and his family at the same time as getting to do some cooking with your kids, which is the Banana Power Workshop. I've also got artists like Kieran Butler, Dennis Golding, Nicole Barakat, and the fabulous inaugural Miss First Nations 2017, I think it was. What year are we in? Josie Baker.
So, oh, Josie, yes.
Josie will be doing some story times, some pop-up stories throughout the day and kind of emceeing and sort of hosting the day all over.
So she's part of the Black Divas, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so heaps of fun stuff, it seems,
performance-wise. Yeah, I feel very fortunate that, as I said, it's such a vibrant art scene of that's just filled. It's a landmine of queer artists out there. So it was very, very easy to populate the festival in the way I envisioned it. And the fact that artists have been so supportive, it's really brought it together.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're getting kids into art, there's just sometimes they take it, they don't. With all the workshops that's happening, how do you feel the kids will kind of react to it?
Well, I'm really interested to see that myself on the day because I think it is hard to, and that's across the arts, to imagine someone else's experience. And that's what, as arts workers, you know, we have to constantly force ourselves to think outside of ourselves and other people's experience. And so I've used that, I guess, skill in this instance as well. And I've also run some stuff by my kids. You know, I'm constantly being like, what do you think of that? And what are you excited about? And they do get very excited, I think, by the ideas that are there. And I've also found that when they've gone to contemporary arts, and I think my son saw Shaman's performance at Underbelly this year, and he was just so excited by it all and so sort of stimulated, and I really knew then this is really going to work. I'm ready to be proved wrong on the day, and I'm, you know, this is an experiment of sorts. It is very new.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens, and I'm really eager for feedback from kids and families after the event to see, okay, what may not have worked or what was challenging, and same for the artists, to just see how can we develop this to be everything it can be.
Yeah, because it sounds like just like a really great entry point to get families and young kids into contemporary art, which can be sometimes, even for adults, a bit, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and I think that's it. And they're our future arts supporters, really. And I know when I go to Brisbane and go to Quaggoma, my kids just love the Children's Arts Centre there, and we've spent a lot of time in that. And I've really enjoyed it myself. I've probably spent more time sitting there, you know, creating really cool stuff in those spaces. So I think there's a need for participation in the arts by adults and children. I think we live in a very tactile kind of culture as it is, and that I think that's sort of bleeding into the galleries and museums and institutions anyway. So I think how do we, when we're creating new things, how do we make those quite tactile? So the family space is a really kind of easy place to start. But you're right, they'll become our future people that come, and that's sort of interesting to see where that might take things to.
Yeah, because the other thing I find interesting is, like, you know, a lot of galleries and places are having, like, oh, we're going to have this great program where, like, you know, you can feel like a kid again. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, all right, but what about the actual kids? Where are your children's program?
I think there's so many adults that want to come to FAMBO, and I really encourage that. But I also think most adults also know someone with kids, or they're sort of, a godparent or an auntie or somehow. And that's, you know, that's how families look in our culture as well. So I'm really interested in adults who are really keen for this. I don't think you're probably too far away from finding some kids to be able to bring along to as a good excuse.
Fur babies allowed?
I did really want it to be from zero onwards. The venue 107 is, you know, it's a tricky venue in the sense of getting around with sort of prams and really small kids. So I have sort of tried to limit it and encourage the 4 to 12 type of age group. It's mostly directed at that. But I do think there are bits and pieces that little ones will enjoy, like the Heaps Small Party by Heaps Gay. And there's also going to be a camp kitchen with a little lunch, like sort of rooftop lunch with rainbow families that will be good for the little ones too, but it is mostly for sort of that age, sort of 3 or 4 onwards this time.
Just this time.
Yeah.
But it's all happening end of this month at 107 Projects, as you mentioned. But Jen, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.